This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault, and it is the Network Marketing Leadership Show. I am here live from Longmont, Colorado. Very exciting. Keep thinking Adrian's going to show up in this chair. I'm so used to having him here, I wouldn't even let him take it away, but he's not here today. So it's just going to be an unbelievable show without him. The commercials will be even funnier because he's so serious all the time that contactmapping.com is so very important to him that I promised him I would mention it a lot. But today's guest is incredible. She is a woman that the first time I met her, she scared me so bad because I used to be in the stock brokerage business and compliance was much, much, much harder in the brokerage business. And they changed the rules behind you. I mean, there was a zillion reasons why you didn't want to get called into compliance. So when I met Donna Marie, it was kind of like that. I kind of thought that she was going to be just as mean as all those compliance people that I dealt with all my life. And it turns out that she is the nicest woman, the most connected woman you're ever going to want to meet. But before we go there, Kathy Rickley, I know you're out there. I am unbelievably fond of you. I know you've been through it. I love you. Adrian loves you. And I just want to give you a real quick shout out and tell you the world's praying for you and your family and your soul. So just know that. So let's get over to Donna Marie Saratella. Hello, Donna. How are you? Do you call yourself Donna or Donna Marie?
Donna Marie, like Donnie and Marie from Las Vegas.
Well, I'm telling you what, like I said before, I am in awe of you. We are in a position right now in this profession where we need where the lines are more than anything else. We're being told by our companies that we cannot say gig economy. We cannot say flatten the curve. We cannot say COVID. We can't say 19. We can't say pandemic. And you've written this book, which is epic. It was unbelievable timing. It's thick. It's got testimonials from Kevin Grimes, Kevin Thompson, Jerry Nera, and whether it's Troy Dooley, whether it's John Hammock, whether it's Garrett McGrath, everybody tells me you are a rock star, young lady. So are we in a predicament? Is it a political predicament? What is it that compliance is so important right now?
Well, you know, I think it's just the times we're in. The FTC is looking for something to get people in trouble. The FDA is shaking their finger at companies, too. So we just have to be prepared for it. Whatever the case is, they are definitely watching, and they're definitely stirring up the waters.
And is that good news or bad news? I personally think, from Tom Chenault's where he sits, that it's good news. And people don't usually agree with me on that because everybody's scared to death that they're going to get, you know, they're going to shut the profession down. But you know what? Every now and then, they really, really, really got to throw out some lines and let people realize that this is a profession that needs to be professional. And we don't need the government to monitor it if we have high standards, like people like you, keeping everybody taking the high road instead of all these pyramid schemes and all the junk, right?
Right, right. You know, I think it's interesting when you look at all those pyramid schemes out there. There really are quite a bit of them, but there are some great companies out there, and we've got to be aware of the great ones. And that's why I'm so excited about teaching people where the line is. I believe there's 16 fatal errors that companies make when it comes to getting their program off the ground in compliance. Mm-hmm. And we talk about that in the book as well as some other things.
And so talk about the book. How long ago did you write the book? Obviously published there, but you've been writing it for a long time and you just got here in the nick of time. It is the perfect storm for this book, but talk about how relevant is it? Is it all pertinent information? And is it information that people can go forward with using it as literally the Bible of the business?
Well, thank you very much. It is exciting to look at the book and realize that it took me 3 years to get it to this point. I think the reasoning was that I was waiting for Kevin Grimes. I was waiting for him to write an article that he has submitted for the last chapter of the book. And it's an article called Lessons in Missing the Point. And it outlines how serious the problems have been for companies in the past. And if you don't take consideration to the past, you're going to duplicate it. So the book is full of great lessons from Kevin Grimes, Kevin Thompson, Jerry and myself, and we put it together over an extended period of time. But you, like you said, it's perfect timing right now.
Okay. I'm a brand new distributor. What can I say? What can't I say?
You can say, where are the policies and procedures?
Oh, but that's a great point.
That is the number one point, Tom. People need to understand that they sign those policies and procedures when they sign up for a program. And most company policies and procedures are between 35 and 45 pages. There is no way that a distributor gets a chance to look at those policies and figure out what they can and cannot say. So when I work with companies, the first thing I do is develop a policies at a glance document so that they'll be able to look at that and know it is a violation to use the company's name in a Facebook title. It's a violation to use the company's name in a URL. Basic things can get the distributors in trouble. They're so excited when they first get going, and they want to do everything to promote their new products, but they don't know. So it's the company's responsibility to really teach them what they need to know so that they don't get in trouble.
Are there any third party, you know, other than paying these lawyers $500 an hour, do you know of anybody, do you know Cheryl Kissel?
I don't.
Oh, she's a great woman. She's probably watching. But she was one of the founding members of the Distributor Rights Association before it became the ANMP.
Okay.
She was this tenacious woman that read everybody's policies and procedures and then explained it to the ANMP. And if you came to the convention, she would explain your policies and procedures to you so you didn't have those holes in the boat, which is much needed. Do you know of anybody that does that, like any consultants that isn't, you want to do that? That would be
I do to a certain extent. I work with the companies. When the attorneys give the policies to the company, I'll work with the company to kind of nail down certain things that might not be in there. You know, social media is so huge now, and they don't define what you can and can't do on social media in most of the older sets of policies that I've seen.
Now, let me ask you a question. Don't the companies write the policies and procedures to protect the companies?
Yes.
So isn't it a little insane hiring you if you're working for the companies? Because it seems to me like that's like not what we want. We need somebody that's on the distributor side saying, listen, you got no rights here. Because keep changing the policies and procedures. I think everybody knows that in the old days, the whole speech used to be that you could take your personally enrolled people to another company without getting in trouble. They were your property, so to speak. But now, across the board, all the policies and procedures say, no, that's not true. Even though you personally enrolled them, you are not allowed to take them to another company. And I think that's almost all the companies. I don't know any companies that aren't that way anymore. And that's kind of a late slip in. And distributors need to know that stuff, don't they?
They do. They need to know quite a bit of what's in their policies and procedures. You know, when companies voluntarily shut down, there's a clause in there that says they can do that. They reserve the right to shut down if they choose to. And after all these companies have had so much trouble, I've gotten calls from people saying, how can they do that? You know, how can they do that to us? I'm sorry, it's in your policies.
Yeah. And it, even though it isn't me versus them, it kind of is, you guys. And what you want to remember is they've got a business to protect, and you've got a business to protect. And the best way for you to protect your business is to understand the policies and procedures so you're running your business congruently with their policies and procedures. Because what they're going to say to you, you're going to get a letter and say, they're going to say, you violated this. And you're going to say, I didn't even know. And they're going to look at you as going, you started a big business, not understanding the policies and procedures of the company that you built the big business in. That's insanity. And it truly is, right? This is serious stuff.
Mm-hmm. It is, because it can jeopardize their income. Yeah. You know, people don't understand what they're signing up for, and they don't understand. Mostly, Tom, it's the implications of income claims and product claims.
Right.
Those are the two things that are hot right now. And they raise red flags. And if a company gets too many red flags, the regulators are just going to come in and join the company and do an investigation for 6 months or a year.
Yeah, and even getting the letter.
Mm-hmm.
Or the FTC scares the companies and the distributors and the world, and then the other competitors use that as really leverage against your company. So the name of the game, all of you out there, is protect your company with everything you got. And, you know, we've got the Sean Murphys, we've got the ANMP, we've got Eric Worre, we've got Ray Higdon, we've got Rob Sperry, we've got Todd Falcone, we've got a lot of people really, really standing up and saying we have got to band together and take the high road and get rid of the big money claims, flashing cars, flashing stuff tied to your company. If you live in a big house, it's very, very difficult for you to say, I don't live in this house. But when you tie that to your network marketing opportunity, you're creating a problem, and they're not going to be happy with that. Right, Donna?
Yes, it is an implied claim. If you show a house and a car and diamonds, those are all implied income claims.
Yeah, and so what does that mean? I mean,
well, you have expressed claims where you say something, I made $15,000 last year. And then you have implied claims, like when you see a PowerPoint and the money's floating down from the sky, or the money's jumping out at you, money's dancing. Those are implied claims that you're going to make that kind of money.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And so, okay, so I have a house. I live in my house. So I live in my house, and I say, it is so nice having coffee with Denise on the deck this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Can't tell me that's an implied claim.
No. If you were living in a mansion and you had this picture and you were saying, join me in my network marketing business, you would have to be, you know, you're not just talking about having coffee. But if you're marketing your program and you're using that as a backdrop,
right,
then it might be problematic.
Yeah, I don't do that. So that's what I thought. Completely keep though, you know, I don't show anything. I have nothing. I'm just like an old lumpy guy here in Colorado who, you know, I don't live in California or any of those hotshot joints like Dallas, Texas or anything. So I'm right here in Longmont. Where do you live?
I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm right here.
So how's it going over there? Eric Worre said, man, everything is really, really, really very, very scary as far as tourism and hotels closing. And
it is. It's depressing to see the strip and see the hotels that are having problems. And, you know, not all the hotels have reopened. And now they're having problems with, you know, more cases. So we don't know if they're going to start shutting things down again. They did shut down the bars and some of the nightlife. But we really have seen, we've gotten a direct hit here in Vegas.
We got to take a little break here, Donna Murray. I love you. We're going to come.
I love you too.
It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show on the Genesis Communications Network. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective, do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen. oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
And we're back. This is the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Donna Marie Saratella. And she is the author of an extraordinary book called Compliance Solutions, What the FTC Won't Tell You. And talk about this book a little bit. Tell people why they have to have it. Tell companies why they have to have it. And tell us when you're going to write a much simpler book for us ADD distributors, because those are all important questions.
I am writing another book for distributors that will be specifically what to say and what not to say. This book was written originally for company owners, whether it was a startup or a company that's been in business for a year. It was written to teach people how to set up a compliance department. I've been working in this field since 1991, and I would meet owners and ask them, who's running your compliance department? And they would say, I don't know. Maybe customer service. We don't have a compliance department. And what we found is that when regulators do come in, they have a long list, Tom. They give you a letter and it's a long list of things to come up with. You've got to know who you've terminated, who you suspended, who's made income claims, what actions have been taken to prevent those in the future. You can't just willy-nilly give all your compliance calls to customer service or the owner's wife or whomever takes care of the compliance issues. So the book was written to teach people how critical and important it is to make the time to get compliance as a priority, because it's either pay now or pay later. If you don't do it and they come in, you are going to have a headache from here to Texas.
A very brilliant and smart woman told me that you can measure the quality of a company by the lower number of terminations that they have over time, because they absolutely work really, really hard not to terminate their distributors. And then there's companies out there, you think back about Bill Gould, which, you know, that if you go back to Equinox days, I mean, I was just getting into network marketing when I heard about he'd walk into a room and take like one of the top guys in the room, and this may not be true. So, so please, whatever you do, don't fact check me on anything ever. But at the end of the day, I heard he would just walk in to make an example and keep the rest of the troops in line. He'd just pick some guy in the crowd and terminate him just to make everybody understand they better keep toeing the line. And that's bad. And that's terrible. So what I'm trying to tell all of you is find a company and check their termination record. See how they are around conflicts, because things go wrong. I mean, it's a miracle. Over 22 years of me being in my company, I haven't been terminated because I've broken rules and everything. I mean, I've done it all. But, you know, I straighten out and then they don't kick me out. And that's the most important thing. And I think that's big advice, don't you?
Oh, I definitely believe in handling compliance with kid gloves. I am not someone that will, you know, drop the axe on someone. I give people a second chance. We use affidavits that allow people to fill in that they understand the policy that they broke and that they understand if they do it again, they could get suspended or possibly terminated. Yeah. And they have to send that back in to the company's compliance department when they've really messed up and they say, please take me back. Please take me back. I won't ever do it again. So, you know, we do use the affidavit to kind of soften the blow and get them to understand, you know, next step is a suspension or a termination.
And you were with Zeke Rewards.
I wasn't.
You weren't?
I never, ever had anything to do with them.
Okay, good. All right.
Thank God.
No, Kevin was then. And I busted Kevin on that and OneCoin. And I said, Kevin, how can you take money from OneCoin? And how can you, on the other side, out of the other side of your mouth, be taken, you know, saying that they're horrible? I was in Amsterdam at the OneCoin convention almost. It was Ted Knighton's deal, but the whole crowd was OneCoin. And Kevin Thompson went crazy on him. And I went, holy mackerel. Because somebody in the crowd goes, he's like working for us. So I busted him on it later. And he said, Tom, who better than me to go in there and try to straighten those people out? I'm going to get hired by all kinds of companies to straighten them out before they go out of business. And that's kind of like you. So, you know, they got to bring in the firemen. Otherwise, we got a problem. So is that true or not true? I mean,
oh, absolutely. And the one company that I was involved with that did get shut down and the regulators came knocking with guns and all. And excuse me. And that was a company in Southern Florida that I was involved in. I lost my train of thought. You were talking about the
going to work for a company and you know, people are working for them, but you're in there to clean it.
Yeah. To clean them up. I was brought in to clean up the legal documentation with Jerry Nura.
Good.
And you know what? Sometimes it's just too little, too late.
Yep.
Sometimes you can't clean them up. And sometimes, Tom, those owners, they can be so stubborn thinking they know all and that they're confident they have the compliance in order.
All right, we got to make another break. This is live radio, so we're coming right after this. Stick around on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be right back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With political pressure rising, talks on a huge coronavirus relief measure resumed today, focused on restoring a newly expired $600 per week supplemental unemployment benefit, a fresh $1,200 direct payment to most Americans, and hundreds of billions of dollars in aid to states, businesses, and the poor. President Donald Trump is eager for an agreement, but talks so far have not yielded progress. The administration is willing to extend the $600 jobless benefit in the short term, but is balking at other demands Democratic negotiators keep adding to the bill. The $600 per week jobless benefit officially lapsed yesterday, and Democrats haven't made it clear whether they will extend it without securing other bill priorities. Principal negotiators, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, and top Senate Democrats Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi met again in hopes of breaking the stalemate. This is USA Radio News. Florida, which is continuing to battle a coronavirus surge, is now preparing for Hurricane Isaias, complicating efforts to contain the virus. The entire east coast of Florida is bracing for potential impact. The hurricane has maximum sustained winds of over 80 miles an hour and is moving over Andros Island in the Bahamas. The center of the storm was expected to move near or over Grand Bahama Island late in the day before heading toward Florida's east coast tonight and tomorrow morning. Florida's governor has declared a state of emergency, urging residents to have 7 days' worth of food, water, and medicine ready. The Justice Department scheduled two additional federal executions, an announcement that comes weeks after it fought off last-minute legal challenges and successfully resumed federal executions following a 17-year pause. The executions of Christopher Villalba and William LaCroix are both scheduled to be carried out in late September. The government carried out three executions in July, and two other executions had been previously set for August. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkaline. And due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And we're back. It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Tom Chenault. And Adrian's not here. And we've got Donna Marie Saratella. And she is just the woman. She is the compliance queen of all time. I saw during the break that Cheryl Kissel talked about a book written by the Distributor Rights Association by Rod Cook, Marcy Cook, obviously Sandy Cohen, Cheryl Kissel, Peter Mingles, who I talked to yesterday, too. And Jim Lupkin, I just saw Lupkin's on here, and him and Mingles know each other. But the point I make to you is we're all in this thing together to make this profession bigger, better, bolder. Steve Wallach, people like that that are committed to the distributor, I'm telling you, you want to jump in the foxhole with them. So take it away. Let's talk about your book some more. It's a very long segment.
Okay. Well, I do think there are 16 things that get companies in trouble.
Okay.
And of course it's the all, you know, everybody knows the lack of customers, poor planning, poor product value, those types of things. But we see other things that get distributors in trouble. The PCI side of it with the credit cards. How many times have you been in a program and they have you write down the credit card on a piece of paper and they never tell you to destroy that piece of paper? Well, that's against the rules. There's a lot of different things that we want to look at when we're teaching testimonials. You know, that's a hotbed right there.
Yeah.
A hot mess, you might say. Testimonials can get a company in so much trouble.
Hot mess bad. So what is the story on that? Can you give us a 30-second dissertation on what a testimonial can look like and can't?
I can, and I can even show them in the book what a testimonial looks like. Woo! I have a testimonial worksheet. I think it's important to work through your testimonial on paper before you stand up and make that declaration that the company is the best company in the world. But inside of the book, there is a testimonial worksheet that allows you to go through. Of course, it's the common stuff. Your name, where you're from, what the problem was. I had problems golfing. I couldn't lift my arm. I couldn't twist. I couldn't move. Those are great things to claim. And then, of course, you took the product and you feel great. You feel fantastic. You know, I like to teach people how to do testimonials in an Italian style with their hands and with the descriptive words that they use. You know, more so than using disease names and symptoms. Let's make your testimonial exciting so people will remember it.
Wow. How about that? Instead of a bunch of information that... Here's the deal about information. Very few of you are doctors. And you're just throwing up on people with all this data. All you're going to do is go home and Google you anyway. Because they're saying, you're a plumber. You know, people look at me and I'm telling them to buy a weight loss product. Put you out of your mind? I'm going to go Google it. That guy's lying. He's got anorexia, dyslexia. So the name of the game is don't even get trapped. Just be so excited that they have to buy that, right?
Right. That's the real mission of it. The people that can tell their testimonial with some oomph are going to get a whole lot more out of it than people talking about diseases that nobody knows what they are.
So the name of the game, everybody, is keep your company in business with your excitement and be a product of the product. Live like you're going to absolutely live forever. Act like that. You have absolutely got the chance right now to have people buy you instead of it. And I believe, and I talk about this all the time, that we spend far too little time having people develop their best self. And when you start developing your best self and you're true to yourself, you don't have to bullcrud anybody. You don't have to do that. You can be authentic. You can be real. You can look people in the eye. You can tell them the truth. You can be authentic. You can be vulnerable. And all of a sudden, they're going to buy that. And then buy your product. They're not going to buy all that noise anyway. I mean, I got in trouble at the at GoPro because I was so mad at this guy. Because I'm not exactly a hockey stick with hair. And every time I walked into Starbucks, this guy would peel across the room with a weight loss product. And in front of everybody goes, Tom, do you think you want to try some of this yet? And
oh, no.
Bought that if it would have been free. If he'd have paid me $500 to take it, I wouldn't have taken that out of his hand. But all of a sudden, it was because of that. You don't do that. You love people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I love that guy, I'm going to turn around and buy it from him. He's my friend now, by the way. He's still.
Oh, good.
But I wanted to wring his neck with that product.
Well, you have to use common sense.
Yeah.
You can't shove things down people's throat. They know if you're insincere and you come at them, you know, hey, Tom, I haven't talked to you in 15 years. How you doing? You want to try my product?
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't fly. People are aware of those kinds of, you know, situations.
If you can learn how to make people's agenda your agenda and you drop them off right where they want to be versus where your agenda wants to take them, all of a sudden, your life shifts, and you are not looking at people like they're a prospect anymore. You're looking at them as a human being that you can make a contribution to. And Richard Brooke, again, talks about you bring 100 people into your business, 80 of them are probably going to be customers. If you've done your job right, 15 are probably going to be distributors wanting to make a little bit of money. And if you're lucky, 4 or 5 of them are going to want to be influencers that want to build organizations. But the overwhelming majority are just going to be customers, and honor that instead of trying to throw something down their throat they want no part of, right?
Mm-hmm. Kevin Grimes always says, customers are good for business. Customers are an excellent thing. Don't ever underestimate the power of customers. Just customers, not distributors and customers, just a customer.
Yeah, and if the companies would just build the definitions, here's what a customer is, somebody that buys your product. Here's what a distributor is. A distributor is a distributor the minute they distribute something. So most of these companies talk about how many distributors they've got in their organization. Those are just customers. And what ends up getting convoluted is misrepresentation. Let a customer be a customer. If they want to step up and become a distributor, make a little money, charge them a little extra dough, let them become a distributor, and the party's on. Mm-hmm. Because they bought the right to get commissions and actually build a little organization, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's important for new companies to have a line in the sand for customers versus distributors, and that the distributor should pay a little bit for a starter kit.
Yep.
It makes it just a little further away from everybody saying, oh, I want to be a distributor, because that's not good for business.
No doubt about it. And then your ratios, they don't really want to be a distributor. They didn't say they wanted to be a distributor. So
right.
Income statements going out there, and all of a sudden they're totally ridiculous because 80% of your people are in that formula of never making any money because they didn't want to, and it looks like this business, nobody makes any money. So I can't remember. Tim Sales has an unbelievable presentation coming on that very fact of really, really laying out what the real numbers are. And it's going to blow your mind, Donna, because he did a ton of work on it. He's a bright guy. And I saw the presentation with Eric Worre and a bunch of people the other day. And people are grabbing hold of what you're talking about with both hands. We want to tell the truth and protect this profession, which is what, have you noticed I'm talking a lot more with my hands than you?
That's the Italian in you, see? That's good.
All right, beautiful. So what else do you want to say?
I'm so excited about the book. Today is the first day on Amazon. A friend called and he bought the first book off of Amazon today. So today is the launch.
Well, today's the launch, you people. Okay, so we're going to take a break, but not right now. But in the break, don't listen to me talk about contact mapping. Don't listen to me talk.com or talk about Richard Brook and all his great books. Don't go out there and buy Rob Sperry's book or go buy Girl Pro. Don't do that. Go buy this book during the break. It is unbelievable. Compliance Solutions, What the FTC Won't Tell You We Will, by Donna Marie Serratella. Serratella.
Got it.
Let's drive this baby up to the top of the Amazon bestseller list. And that's fun to do. This book here, actually a great segue, this coffee shop interview book, we got this thing to the top of 2 different categories in Amazon in a month just by word of mouth.
And wow.
Yeah, we did. True story. This is a real book. This is an essay I wrote. So you want to buy this book. So take your money and buy this book. How much is this book?
$39.95.
This one will save you $38.95. Not worth it. So do me this favor. Save your money and buy Donna's book, because it's unbelievable. And it's going to keep you in business. It's going to help you keep your company in business. And you want it. I promise you that. So I'm just telling you. Do you have a website?
I do. Direct Selling Solutions. The name of my business is directsellingsolutions.com. And we've got a nice little splash page in there that we're setting up. So I'm getting into all the technology, Tom. You'd be proud of me.
I've always been proud of you. And I'm getting more proud of you by the minute, because you're a good woman. And, good people need to finish first. And what she's doing is having that happen. And it's kind of like the tortoise and the hare, because you've got these goofballs out here taking... in fact, Dana McGrady just is a great little distributor. She sent me a note the other day, and she was talking about some numbers. And I went, holy mackerel, So I thought, this is horse manure. And I called her on the phone. I said, you are really doing those numbers? She goes, oh, no, Tom. You read that wrong. Go read it again. And she told me the real numbers, but she hadn't inflated anything. She's a real human being, talking about her volume, talking about how she's been in her new job or her new gig for about 6 or 7 months and where she's gone. And so it was a great little rise. You know, she's just making it happen. Her team's making money. That's enough, isn't it? Instead of all the happy horse manure.
You know, it should be enough. People just want to exaggerate what they're doing. And there's no reason for it, because people are intrigued with the little money and they know it's going to turn into the big money. So tell the truth. Don't misrepresent what you're making or what your product will do or your company will do. Tell the truth. And it's enough in this industry now.
And here's the quote that you have to remember. And please remember this. Do your due diligence. Check the backgrounds of the principals in your company. If they've been in jail, that's a tell. If the lifetime of the opportunity is only as good as, I can't remember the quote, as the lifetime of the opportunity. You know, the opportunity of a lifetime is only as good as the opportunity. I don't know. You can figure it out, but it's interesting. So the name of the game is we're going to take a break. And so I've got some time to actually tell you about Genesis Communication Network. They are unbelievable. Ted Anderson is the owner, and he's got 550 radio stations. He serves with his satellites all over the world, and he has graciously let this show be on for over 12 years. And he's a rock star, and I can't thank him enough for being the backbone of the Network Marketing Leadership Show. I am forever indebted to him. We'll be back right after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
And we're back. It's the final segment of this unbelievable network marketing leadership show. Hello, John Hammack. It looks to me like you all bought a lot of these books. I saw Troy McKnight is going to buy it right now. I hope you bought it during the break. It's called Compliance Solutions. What the FTC won't tell you, we will. Go to Amazon right now. Buy it. I want to keep all of you in business. I want you to keep your company and your upline in business, and I want you to keep your downline in business. And if you've got the information, the one with the most information on this particular topic wins. I really, really believe that. And if you take the, you go one pass through this book, I read it, and it is epic. I want you to buy this book. $39.95, think about it. It's an investment in your business. It's a tax deduction. You want to own it, right, Donna?
Absolutely, you want to own it. If you're thinking about starting a network marketing company, if you have a network marketing company, it's essential to get your compliance ducks in a row.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And my wife keeps telling me to call you Donna Marie, not Donna, and I'm so ADD, I completely...
Oh, you're okay.
Donna Marie.
You can remember it by thinking of Donnie and Marie in Las Vegas.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Do you ever see her anymore? Did she really keep hold all that? You don't see her?
No, I haven't seen her. I went to the show 3 times. It was a wonderful show, but they shut down.
Yeah, she peeled a lot of weight with Jenny Craig or something. Or
yeah, one of the Nutrisystem.
Was it? Yeah, she did it. So that's exciting. The guy probably handed her the wafer at the Starbucks, too, and she took it. So anyway, you guys, what I want you to do is protect your business with your life. You're in business to stay in business, and your company's great, and you want to protect them, but they might not necessarily protect you. And you have got to take responsibility for your destiny by understanding your business, understanding what you can say, what you can't say. She's actually got a testimonial worksheet in the book. So you want that so you can do this. And this thing's going out on Ted's blowtorch on Saturday. So this will go out on all his radio stations. And this will also go out on the podcast. So people are going to be watching this thing. It's called the Network Marketing Leadership Show podcast. And you want to subscribe to that because we've got all the shows up there. They're described. There's beautiful descriptions. And what we want to do is get the word out on Donna Marie because she is a rock star. Don't you agree, kid?
Oh, you're so good. You're just wonderful to me. But, make me blush.
Well, there's all kinds of people on here flirting with you on the comments on Facebook, which is very, very cute. Who do we have next week, Marianne? Do we ever want to say that? Why don't you come on camera? We haven't seen you the whole show. So who do we have next week?
We have David Rutz.
Oh,
David Rutz is going to be on. He's awesome.
He has a company called David Allen Capital, and underneath that, he is so all over the world on compliance because telemarketers, I mean, those guys are all just crazy now, and he is on an absolute mission to keep his people from being called robocallers or anything like that. And so, yeah, very, very, very good news. So Mark Victor Hansen called yesterday. And, you know, he's just back, and he is doing gigantic stuff. So he calls him, Marianne, and says, when can I come on the show? And it's just exactly like Jerry Colano, the guy from Reboot, we are so far into a long way from now, we can't even get people on the show because of people like you that we had to get in here. So if you want to come on this show, we are actually making, I'm actually going to start doing two or three radio shows a week because we've got the ANMP coming up, and I want to get all those speakers on the show. So I am just about to become as busy as a one-armed paper hanger. And the reason is because we've got to get the word out about all these quality people like Donna Marie. So go get this book right now. It's an order. And while you're at it, it's $39.95, right?
Yes.
So you add $1, $1, and it's $40.95. Add this little manifesto to the cart, buy both books, and I have no idea how much these books cost for your career in Mach 2, but while you're at it, why don't you learn how to be a network marketer too? So whatever I'm doing, I'm just telling you, let's have some fun with this thing and stay in business and keep yourself in business and your team in business. I love you, Donna Marie, and thanks for coming.
Well, thank you. Let's see. This is the compliance queen signing off. Thank you, Tom. Marianne.
Thank you. Great show today.
Do the right thing. Oh, you'll see me.
Amen. You know, the only reason I kissed her on the lips was I had to get on the good side of her. And it flabbergasted us both, but she cut me. And I have to be honest with you, she sent me flowers 2 days later. It was awesome. Thank you. Look at that wave away. No, that didn't happen. That was a Tom tall tale. But you guys, have fun with your business. Keep it in business. This business is the greatest profession on the planet. I came into it kicking and screaming 30 years ago. It's given me my life. I think I made some sort of deal with God that if I'll help alcoholics and drug addicts, he's going to help me make a living. He's going to help me find the greatest wife in the world, which he did. He's going to help me grow up with my kids, Adrian, Courtney, and Dominic, which I did, all because of network marketing. I was able to work from home and actually show my kids how hard life is because this business is hard. It takes a long time. Cars repossessed, phones turned off, bad things happening. But at the end of the day, I never gave up. I stayed inside of the lines of what's going on in this book called Compliance Solutions. I was able to stay in business for these 30 years, and here I am now doing okay. A long life of work that paid off because I stuck with it. I played by the rules, and I'm telling you all, I want you to try to do the same thing. Success isn't guaranteed, but it's certainly possible, which is better than what you're probably doing now. We'll see you all next week.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order. Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program. Our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.